Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
A spinning producer, Carl Ann.
All eyes on me.
Producer Carl got into a philosophical conversation. Was this a coworker of yours?
This is a coworker, and actually I had it with my wife, too.
Oh, so it got serious.
No, it wasn't serious at all. It was just kind of, what we were talking about is, are you a stalker? Are you born a stalker?
Okay. All right.
And I believe that you are.
What do you
really?
Mean?
I think that you, because with me, I don't care that much about you to find out where you're going, where you're at, what you're doing and all. I don't care, you know. You know, if you're going to do it, go ahead and do it. But the one girl, she was saying that you're not. She was basically saying that you can become a stalker.
How does the issue even come up? Who are you talking with and why the issue is stalking?
You know, man,
I'm
part of the Burt Show, man. You know, I'm not going to talk about anything. But, I mean, really just came up, I don't know how it came up. You know, just at the water cooler talk. Okay. You know,
is she like Facebook stalking an old boyfriend or doing drive-bys or like...
She's admitted to stalking before, but the conversation came up just randomly.
I can hear how it comes up because I sort of see where you're coming from. So I would peg people as stalkers. I could see the conversation coming up. Like if we were just talking in this room, like I would say, Bert, definitely not a stalker. Melissa, stalker.
And what's the difference? Right. Like what makes Melissa the stalker?
Why am I a stalker?
She's born with it.
She's born that way. How can you tell?
Stalker mentality.
You just get the vibe, you know? You just like...
It's not me that's stalking you, Jeff. It's not me.
It's some people just give off that, right, Carl? Like they just got
stalker
that
vibe.
That energy that where they are capable of...
Like you care too much about everything. You know, you just... I don't know. Nosy. You just care too much. You just real inquisitive, just overly into... conversation.
So it's a compliment, Melissa. They say you're ambitious.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
No, it's an insult because they're saying I'm lazy. I'm too lazy to stalk.
Yeah. So, I win. No, I just think the stalker is very an insecure thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
can't one relationship make you a stalker, but the rest of them not?
I don't know.
Like Antichrist, your dating Antichrist could make you a stalker, but then once you get over that, you probably aren't for the rest of your life.
So we're talking about two different things here, because my assumption is that he has stalking tendencies, but just snaps on one person. Like they're controlling probably, and then in one relationship it gets so out of hand that it goes from like being controlling to begin to stalking. Whereas it just don't happen like that, right? Was he obsessed with one person?
And that's what I feel. I mean, I don't think that it just happens like that. I think it just builds up and all of a sudden it just kind of snaps. But with some people, but with other folks, I don't think it even develops that.
Yeah, I think there are two types of people in the world. There's the type of person in the world who thinks, I bet if I guessed a number of times, I could get the password to his voicemail. And then there's the type of person.
Why?
And then there's the type of, because they're crazy.
I don't understand why though. What are you going to gain from listening to that?
Don't try to figure out why it's not. It's what's
right,
in
you're
their
a
head.
Stalker.
You obviously are a stalker.
You're not a stalker. Some people it doesn't even occur to them.
Right.
It doesn't even think that. Wait a minute. I could hear his voicemail, and that would teach me what.
Right.
Like that's Jen. Clearly not a stalker.
Mm-hmm. I know a girl.
No, I mean, I don't care enough.
I know a girl. I mean, hands down, that's her whole thing. That's her whole MO. I mean, she'll dig, and keep digging until she finds something. I mean, that's just how, and I don't think she's by herself with that. I think that there's people like that. And that's why I believe that she's.
I agree.
I actually go the extra effort the opposite.
To stay away.
Yeah, to stay away. I had to get off the interstate and was going this one way of talking on the phone or whatever. And I realized I was on my ex-boyfriend's street. And I was like, oh, dang. I don't want to be seen on this street because I don't want to be perceived as a stalker. Mm. And turn around and went another way.
You're doing a drive-by.
Wendy, yeah, I think I have to give stalking characteristics.
Why?
I don't know. I just do.
I don't.
I don't think I'm on the fence about Wendy.
I think
what about you, Jeff? Are you a stalker?
I think I got stalker in me.
Just Do you?
I think I could stalk.
I think Jeff does too. And I don't think Wendy does.
Yeah. I think Wendy would, for sure.
I think you would.
I think you'd get so boy crazy and so focused about one dude that you'd start doing all sorts of, like, you'd camp out in front of his house in the car in a costume and stuff like that.
Nope.
See, wear a wig.
Wear a wig. Yeah, man.
Why me?
Do a walk by?
Because I just think you have. Yeah.
You got a little bit of crazy. Keep the single life going. Keep going, guys.
I read auras, and yours definitely says stalker.
No.
Born within your blood.
Auras.
I don't have time to be a stalker. It's not work.
Yeah, it just does take too much time. You got to really be ambitious. Yeah. You know, you joke about it though, but can you imagine if you really were stalked, like you opened up your door and there was a dude like outside of your house waiting on you or calls you at work? I mean, people go through it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're talking about two different, like, not the stalker, like, hey, the dude's camping out under your bed, but like he broke my heart and now he's with this new girl, so I'm going to find out. I'm going to get into her Facebook page and I'm going to look at the friends of friends of friends of friends. And then I'm going to, oh, she went to college with my cousin. Let me call my cousin.
Or you create an online profile so you can befriend the person just so you have a look on the inside. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, and just following, going past the person's house 10 times, knowing that they're not there, finding out when they're going to be there. You know, just overly into that.
Well, is there a cutoff like where you have a reprieve? Because I think every teenage girl has stalker tendencies or at least stalker, where they're tempted by it. Mm-hmm. But then when you're an adult, you're not necessarily that way.
You just get too old to stalk.
I think.
Too old and too lazy.
If you
to
are a teenage girl and you've never done a drive-by, raise your hand. Nobody's raising their hand in the city of Atlanta or Nashville.
You ever did a drive-by?
I've never done a drive-by.
Wendy.
Come on.
Seriously?
Oh, no, I take
Wendy.
That back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember now. It was Thursday.
Yes. Every teenage girl's done a drive-by.
When I was 18. I remember that one clearly now.
I think that's more of a girl thing. I don't think dudes do that mostly, right?
Oh, no. No,
I don't want to know.
Dudes.
I had an ex-boyfriend in high school who used to drive by my house.
Really?
My brother would see him.
Oh, yeah. And guys go hard, too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Women, they take it easy. They'll go by. Guys go hard, man. They get vested.
Women will drive by, like, on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Guys will drive by on a Tuesday night at 8, 8:02:30, 8:05,
really?
8:07, 8:13, 8:24. Then decide, wait a minute, I bet she's at Olive Garden because I know she goes there with her family. Mm-hmm. So then they drive by Olive Garden, from Olive Garden to the house, to Olive Garden to the house, to Olive Garden to the house, to Olive Garden to the house.
See, I couldn't do it because if I did and I saw like his car outside of her place or whatever, I would think that it's whatever's happening in there is way worse than what's really going on. Like they're probably watching America's Top Model together and I have them just doing the most wild sex ever. And she's screaming, I'm so glad you're not Bert!
But a stalker wants to see it though.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Good morning. I'm on the voice schedule, right?
You are, yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm a champion Facebook stalker. I found out so much horrible information. Not horrible information, but, you know, it's stuff that you need to know, but you don't realize that you don't really want to know until you find out. And unfortunately, I'm just really, really good at it. The combination of Facebook and Twitter told me that my ex from college had gotten back with his high school sweetheart and that they were living together, a fact that I would not have otherwise known.
And just out of curiosity, why did you care at this point in time?
Well, because up until, I want to say maybe 6 months ago, I had it on good authority. My parents, my friends, everybody had it on good authority that we were getting back together. And then that all just kind of fizzled out really kind of oddly.
Okay, so he lost interest and
so
you're like
okay, what's really going on? And through my excellent internet stalking
right.
champion.
She's very proud of herself.
Yes.
should we offer up?
And it's kind of like, I'm actually dating somebody now, so it's like, why do I really care about this? But it was unfinished.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know what? I think that's common with stalkers.
But yeah, Facebook and Twitter, people have to really be careful about what you put out there because it makes it too easy.
What were you going to say, Jeff?
I was going to say, should we put it would be a good distraction for her from this creep, from this a-hole who broke her heart and ran away with the girl that he was perfectly well entitled to run away with because there's no relationship between you and him. But don't worry about that. That guy would be a nice distraction from him if we found a listener who needs help getting some information about her boyfriend.
I like that.
Hook the two of them up and you can put your stalking efforts toward somebody else.
Stalking by proxy.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I I am all about helping my fellow woman.
She's a champion, of course.
If someone needs my expertise, sure, I will be there for them.
Okay, let's see if we can find somebody right now. 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. So basically what we're looking for is somebody much like the same situation that Ashley was in a while back. So like something went wrong in the relationship and it's not feeling right for you. Like all of a sudden he broke it off. What Ashley will do is she will guide you online to find out exactly what he's really got his hands into if you really want to know. For me, I just don't care. Like, whatever you broke, whatever the reason is, you don't want to be with me, so I don't even want to know who you're with.
So be it.
So, all right, Ashley, let me...
Honestly, it was quite... I'm too good for my own good.
You're really good at this. You are... you feel like you're a Hall of Fame at this.
Sadly, yes.
I got some calls coming in, so hang out for just a couple of seconds.
Okay, cool.
And I think that I think stalkers have that in common, that closure. They need closure. I think every stalker needs closure. Bert, like you just said, like me, I could care less. I don't need clothes.
Yeah, I don't care.
I close myself. You know.
All right, the phone lines are lit up right now with people that want that kind of help. Ashley's
her expertise.
Her expertise. She says she is a champion Facebook stalker, and if you want some details about like what your ex is into, she can guide you in that direction. So call us right now, and we'll put you on with Ashley here in a couple of seconds.
This is the Bert Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bert Show.
A couple of minutes ago, Ashley called us up. Let's get her back on the voice disguiser. Hey, Ashley, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. This is going a different direction than I thought it was. Ashley says she is a world champion Facebook stalker.
That's right.
Like, if there was a Hall of Fame for this, she could do it.
Gold medal.
A couple of months ago, she and a boyfriend broke up, and it just didn't seem right to her. Like, all of a sudden, he sort of ended it, and she's like, this isn't right. So she starts going on Twitter and following him on Facebook, and she found out that dude was seeing somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So we've asked you guys, look, if you need the advice of a world champion Facebook stalker, online stalker, then call us. And I thought we'd get women that were in the same situation as you with, like, exes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mom that really wants your help.
Okay,
so a new challenge for you.
That is a new challenge.
Hey, Cindy, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thanks.
All right. How old are your kids?
Well, they are 14 and 19.
Okay. 14 and 19. And you are just completely clueless on how to follow them on Facebook and stuff like that?
Yes. I've always thought that I need to get a Facebook, you know, set up and start following them there. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't know how honest they would be or if they would even let me be their friend. Just kind of just made me think I ought to go ahead and do that.
Ashley, what would your first piece of advice to Cindy be?
Well, is your 19-year-old in college or at home with you?
He is in college and at home about three nights a week.
Uh-huh.
He comes back home to see his girlfriend. But, you know, he was one of those kids that in high school, I was completely clueless. He was just the sweetest, could fool any parent kind of guy, and he was a partier. And I never found out or realized it until my liquor cabinet was empty too many times, or it just went too fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I kind of have mixed feelings about that one. Like, if you have a Facebook account or want a Facebook account and friend your 19-year-old and they don't want to friend you, better question, are you footing the bill for school, or has he got school loans in his own name?
Well, I am footing the bill, but, I mean... How would you have mixed feelings about me stalking my kids if you're going to stalk someone?
At that point, you're in college and you're technically not on your own entirely, but you're out of the house. And to some degree, the things that you're doing and how you're spending your time are up to you. Your 14-year-old, I feel like if they're on Facebook, you should be their friend. You should have their password. Mm-hmm. There's no holds barred there. They're a child.
Agreed.
The,
And I could make him give me the password, but then again, I think they alter what they post and their information once you do that.
You're right. You're right. Not that you're going to run into with the both of them, but your 14-year-old, because they're in your house and literally they are your child under your supervision, I feel like that it's like, oh, you don't want to give it to me? Okay, well, then give me your laptop. That's what my parents would have done for me. I'm 26 years old. My mom is my friend on Facebook. My dad isn't on there just because he doesn't care. But I've just always had a really, really open relationship with my parents.
So what are you saying here, Ashley, that ethically you'll help Cindy with the 14-year-old, but you won't help her with the 19-year-old?
I agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's my
what is the difference from me stalking my 19-year-old as the two of us adult being both adults and you stalking a boyfriend and the two of you are both adults? You don't pay for his room and board or
anything.
Because
you're a parent.
Yeah, it's a different situation.
It's a totally different situation.
Yeah,
you're a parent.
Exactly. You're his parent. So if you want to know what's going on in his life and he's your adult child or young adult child, I think it's important for you guys to open up that line of communication.
However, Cindy, the tools that she teaches you for the 14-year-old, you could certainly use on your own for the 19-year-old if you ethically wanted to do that.
That's right.
I mean,
and my stalking comes from a good place and a good heart and just wanting to guide my kids and help them if I can.
Yes, of course.
Well, and if there's a need.
It's not going to come from a loving place if you find out things you don't want to find out about your 19-year-old. Then it's going to come from a place of anger and discipline and everything else.
No, that is not the way I parent. It would, yes, I would be concerned. I wouldn't be angry.
Okay.
And my concern and my love for him would provoke me to say and do things to help guide him without him even knowing.
I would never
want him to know. I would just want to help guide him or move him to the right place to make good choices.
Why are you shaking your head like that?
I think it takes a tough parent to really be able to do that. To know, be careful what you ask for, because you say, I could do this with no emotional attachment. I could do it without losing my temper. I could do it without, I just would guide him. And I'm like, I think that's a tough challenge for yourself on a 19-year-old.
And I guarantee you I could do it.
Hey, let me put Karen on here. Hey, Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
You have some advice here for Cindy?
I do. My parents, when I were in high school, they befriended me on Facebook. And I told them, I was like, you know what? We can be friends on Facebook, but, there are going to be pictures of me going out and all kind of stuff. And I really just think the best thing is you don't want to know what your kids are getting into. Because when you're in high school, you're trying, that's your rebellion period. You're trying to do everything your parents tell you not to, and you don't want to broadcast that to them.
That I totally disagree with, actually. I need to know. You have to know as a parent.
It's your parents' job to know what you're doing, because you're under their roof, and they're paying for your food and your clothes and the gas in your car, most likely.
Right. All right, so here's what I want to do with the two of you guys. What I would like to do is get your phone numbers, and we'll do a lot of this off the air, and then Ashley, if you can sort of tutor Cindy on exactly what to do with the 14-year-old, then we'll check in with you guys over the next couple of days.
Okay, cool.
And we'll see what Cindy has found. Are you cool with that? So you can avoid the 19-year-old situation, but she's going to apply this stuff later on to the 19-year-old anyway.
You can tell.
Of course you will. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, I will do what I can.
Okay, so we got a homework assignment. We got to get you guys together on the phone and let the stalking begin. All right, hold on 1 second. Again.
I feel like we need like champion music to go along
like
with
that. Rocky.
Yeah.
parents, it's so funny. I guarantee that I can. Oh, why is it that you don't want me to do my 19? Start my 19-year-old when I can start my 14-year-old? It's just, I don't, because of the defensive nature of how she reacted, I don't think she can do that to the 19-year-old and not have a reaction.
And I think, too, at 19, you got to let them leave the nest. Go make mistakes on their own.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that yet. I don't know. Especially if they're still living at the house. But he lives at the house 3 times a week. And what did she say about the finances?
She was helping pay for college. Is he getting good grades? If he's getting straight A's and he's doing what he needs to do.
I mean, I do think the money factor, I think parents paying for the, I think as long as you will have any umbilical cord tied to your parents, they have a say so.
Changes things.
But I think less of a say so in college than high school.
Right.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great.
relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Callie here called us last week, and we were a little confused by the call because the math just didn't work out right for us.
About 3 years ago, I went on a date with this guy, and it was great, but I had this on-again, you know, off-again relationship with this other guy.
Okay.
And then we actually ran into each other, and we went on our, I guess you could say, second first date.
Okay.
All right.
We keep, like, randomly, you know, running into each other over, the next 2 years. You know, I think the last one, you know, he was like, working a lot, you know, and his job was making him move. And so he was like, well, what's the point, you know, of going on a second date? So it's just been, like, the worst timing ever with us.
So the call really was just... Was it a call of destiny? Mm-hmm. I mean, is this something that I really should do?
Mm-hmm.
So we said we'd check in with her on Monday, so let's see how it went. Hey, Callie.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. You sound very excited. It must have gone great.
Yeah.
You could tell in a second.
Yeah, I actually ended up not going on the date.
What?
Why?
God. Well, I mean, I was super, super nervous all day, and I had been at work, and... Basically, what happened was I left work and, you know, of course, there was like all this traffic on the way home and I was running so, so late. And, you know, I had bought this like new outfit and I was going to get my nails done. And so I couldn't get my nails done because just there was so much traffic. And I didn't want to go on the date unless like I felt my absolute best, you know, because it had been so much time has passed, you know, and I really wanted this to go perfectly. And I got home and I was painting my nails really quickly while I was like drying my hair. And then I spilled some of the nail polish on my outfit that I had bought and it was all over. And I was like, this is not right. This is not right at all.
So you felt like that was another sign that you weren't supposed to be going out with him.
Yes. And so I called him and I left a message and I said, listen, I'm going to have to cancel, you know, I'd love to reschedule. Like I didn't say that I didn't want to go on the date. You know, I just said, I want to reschedule, you know, please give me a call. And I got like this text message back from him that said, got it. And I haven't heard from him since.
And you never will hear from him.
Well, did you really want to reschedule or were you just saying that to be nice?
No, I do. I do want to reschedule, you know, but like everything always keeps going wrong and I don't know why. And I want to make sure that, you know, that things are perfect, you know, when we go
it's
out.
Over.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's over. Yeah. He's never going to give you a chance at a fifth first date.
Yeah.
That,
I think
that's
this
it.
Is done.
No. I don't,
that's well, and
not
I think
if I, like, send him something like a card with flowers, just apologizing.
No,
or...
you should have gone on the date because everything you said was such an excuse. I mean, it's funny how over the
well,
weekend
nail polish is a pain.
Yeah, but it's an excuse.
That really could
change
throw
your
you.
Shirt. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't go with you because I spilled my nail polish. I'd be like, right.
And that would indicate to me as a guy that like you're so high maintenance that I don't want to go out with you anyway.
Maybe
right.
So.
Understand, like if you bought like this white dress and you still nail polish, like red nail polish all over it, are you going to want to go out?
But
like,
you have other clothes. You have other clothes.
Yeah, people get nervous and then they change clothes and you still go out. But you, based on everything that happened up to this point, how far in advance of the date did you call him and cancel?
Oh, I called him like 45 minutes before we were
supposed
to.
Oh, my
God.
You're done.
It's over, honey. That is rude.
That is not recoverable.
No.
That is not recoverable.
That nail polish is the greatest thing ever to happen to him.
Why do you say that?
Because you would be a pain in the ass.
That's not true, and that's not fair. I think that I could fix this. I really do.
Okay. All right. Well, no, hold on.
How many chances do you think that? No. How many chances do you think?
Hey, Jeff is going to challenge her to fix it. Yeah, I'm with Jeff on this.
Yeah, I think you can fix it too. Let's hear what plan you have right now, and then we'll tweak it for you, and we'll make it good.
Yeah, what are you going to do today to turn this thing
What's
around?
What's your plan?
You blew him off 45 minutes before the date.
Messed up.
So and what
this
are you
is what, the fourth or fifth time that you're going to go out.
What's our plan of execution?
Now that I think about it, like, why would you go on a date with a guy with a shirt that you didn't plan on wearing? That's so rude. So I get it. Go. What's your plan?
Well, okay. So I really think that he'll truly understand that that I was sorry. You know, that if I tell him... But like, listen, I really wanted this date to be perfect because I really like you and I want to go out with you again, you know, and that it wasn't about the nail polish. It was just about having the night be like perfect, you know, and that just everything went wrong and I didn't feel right about it. So I think if I just like send him a card, you know, that explains that with like flowers and maybe like two tickets to a movie or something, like maybe he'll... You know,
so you'll give him the card like today or something? Or you like you'll mail it?
Yeah, I can give it to him today, just so that no more time passes. You know, it's been a couple days since our we're supposed to have our date.
Just as a side note, have you guys ever gotten flowers from a woman? I don't know that I've ever heard of a woman sending a guy flowers.
Once years ago, it was neat.
You liked it?
Well, actually, twice. But the second time, I sent them to myself to make someone jealous.
Did it work?
No.
You're such a girl.
It's a waste of carnations.
I do want to have a guy doing that. That's another conversation for another time, but that one's going to be written down.
Did you tell him about the nail polish in your excuse or your cancellation?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, you should. You should be totally honest with him and tell him why I did it when you send it on the card, because I definitely want to check back with you in the next couple of days. Ashley, good morning. You are on The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. I'm having a really hard time buying that she even wanted to go on this date. Because as a girl, if you have a date with someone that you're really interested in, you're so excited that there's nothing that's going to keep you from going out with them.
Oh, my God.
Like,
did you hear?
Nail polish or nothing. You're going.
She spilled something on her shirt. How do you recover from that?
Unless you think it's like one shot and it's got to be absolutely perfect and you're like this ball of anxiety about it because it's not.
Well, if it's got to be perfect, canceling isn't perfect.
No.
So that you ruined it there.
Indeed. Right, more calls of support. Let me get these on for you.
People are mean.
It is a nest of comfort, The Burt Show.
You cannot say that. What? You have been the meanest.
Jeff was supporting. He said,
yes,
go for it.
I want her to find love. This is meant
to be. Come on, Jeff. Right.
Do you know the name? What color was the nail polish that spilled on her shirt? That might be a sign. So, like, Destiny's Heart?
Hey, Dion, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning. I just want to say, it's just a date. It wasn't like it was her wedding. It didn't need to be the perfect date. It was just a date. The first date at that. So I'm confused as to why it had to be so absolutely perfect. I mean, you're going to fall in love that night, I guess?
Yeah, you're trying way too hard. Way too hard. Good morning. Kari, you're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning, Burt. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know, my boyfriend and I were just discussing the situation.
Thank you.
And he thinks that Callie should call the guy and stroke his ego a little bit and say, hey, I was scared. You know, I don't know what happened, but I just got freaked out, and I really just want this to work. And then that way he'll be like, oh, okay, well, this girl might be feeling me a little bit. Stroke his ego a little bit. All men want that, right?
Yes.
That's true. All men do want that.
Yep. Might work. Might work.
I feel like that's the only way she might be able to get back in because he didn't call her back.
I want you to give Callie the exact words, and Callie, I don't want you to veer off script.
What's the
word when she calls him up and strokes his ego, Carrie? Exactly what should she say?
She should say, hey, I really apologize that I canceled 45 minutes before our date, but I was just really scared. You're a great guy, and I want everything to go perfectly. I want us to have a connection when we go out, and I want everything to be right, and I'm really sorry because you are so wonderful, but I just really, really want this to work.
That's good right there. And then I think if you also add that, he's for sure going to get sex at the end of the day.
You're going to get so lucky.
You can have another date with this guy. That's what you have to promise.
And if you have a boombox handy, I would cue up Whitney Houston's The Greatest Love of All. And as soon as you play that and hold the phone up to it.
No.
Or she should go right to the Say Anything.
With it over
hold
her
it above your head.
Out of his apartment right now. Hey, Angela, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hello.
Hey, I support Callie because, you know, all these
wrong no things. Is. I mean, it sets the mood for how she's going to feel in this date. So I totally support her. If it's not going right, it doesn't feel right, it's better to do it a different time. Ooh. And if she doesn't explain it properly, I think it'll be fine. Okay.
Because I'm sure if the tables were turning, a guy canceled a date on you in 45 right. minutes yes. before the date, you would totally understand and say, oh, yeah, things happen.
He must have spilled nail polish on his shirt.
Yeah, he must have spilled too much musk on his shirt as he was trying to get ready for our date.
I knocked over the Dracar.
Like, this is just not right. Like, the energy's not there. The mojo's not right. It's not flowing right. It's just, blah. Why bother?
All right.
Move on.
Callie, we may have given you the only solution. Carrie called up with the only solution. Call him today. Stroke his ego. Tell him how nervous you are and how perfect you want this to be. And you just choked. And then that he's going to get really great sex by midnight. And I think that'll work for you.
All right.
All right. Can we talk to you over the next couple of days to find out how you messed it up? I mean, how it went.
Bert.
Don't
be rude.
It's Monday morning.
You're such a jerk.
You're such a jerky McJerk face.
What's wrong with you?
Callie, we'll talk to you in a couple of days, okay?
All right.
Good luck, girl.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Bert Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
As I look around the room, I want to be totally honest with you guys. Let's peel back the curtain here. This week, The Bert Show is probably the one of the unsexiest morning shows in the country.
That's true.
For a few reasons before we get into the entertainment list. First of all, you got the smelly kid over here for the last couple of days.
Yes.
Poor
no, it was
one day.
No,
give
no, 2 days. 2 days today. Today too.
Well,
I changed clothes
right
today.
Now.
Let me tell you something. I don't know if I've ever said something more important than this right here.
Everybody, complete silence.
If you are in the market to buy a washer and dryer, do not buy a front-loading washer dryer, because the front-loading washer, you have to do a lot more effort to make sure that your clothes don't stink mildewy, okay? And no, I did not leave my clothes in the washer for 2 days. I took them immediately out of the washer, but the mildew smell is washed into the clothes because of the damn front-loading washer. So I shared that with these guys yesterday because I pulled out, it was not just the t-shirt I wore yesterday, it was the jeans too. I stunk yesterday, and so today I didn't wear jeans because obviously the jean pile is stinky, so I wore another pair of pants, and then damn it, the t-shirt that I put on today didn't stink, so I had to put on a promotional shirt today. So I am promoting, I'm promoting Icebox today because I happened to have that promotional shirt at my desk, and so I'm not the stinky kid in the studio, but if you go to my desk, I got the stinky shirt at my desk. So,
and I don't want this to be a game of pile on or anything, but literally Melissa, when she was walking down the hall yesterday, if you were 20 feet behind her, you could smell her dewy clothes.
Poor thing.
Thanks, Bert. It was yesterday. I went to the Braves game yesterday, and which was outside, and here in Atlanta, it was 90. Oh, it was about 101 was the heat index yesterday. And it was about the fourth inning that Katie turned to me and said, yeah, I smell the mildew. So I was the stinky kid at Turner Field yesterday, but that's okay.
Okay, so that's unsexy one. We're going to go around the table here because I think a couple of us have some stuff to share.
Oh, yeah.
Jen Hobby, the last couple of days, hasn't been feeling great for two reasons, really.
Yeah, two reasons. First of all, over last weekend, I think I sat in a spider's nest. So I have about, not exaggerating, somewhere between 20 and 30 humongous spider bites from the backs of my knees up my rear end.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure they're spiders?
That's what I was thinking. I thought it was like poison oak or something.
Or what
spreading.
About chiggers? You ever had a chigger bite?
Well, they've gone away throughout the week.
But she says there are fang marks. There are two little holes.
There was like two little holes. Oh, yeah. Ask my fiance. As he was applying bug bite cream to them.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Hot.
That was a
come here,
not,
darling.
Not hot moment. Not hot moment.
He loves you.
Yeah. And then I've had a stomach bug the last like 2 days. I think it was about 48 hours that it lasted. And
it's good news, bad news here too, though.
Yeah, the good news is I think I've lost about 5 pounds.
That's awesome.
Ooh, bad news is I have been puny and exhausted the last couple days. Too much information. Sorry.
Can you breathe on me?
TMI.
So it's unsexy there. Then I've got the worst of all of you guys. I'll be honest with you.
Uh-oh.
So I've got two things going on right now that are just awful. I have been spending too much time in the sun, and I got a sun blister on my lip that I have felt coming on really badly the last couple of days on the left side here.
Yum.
So that's one I got going on.
And nobody else can see it, but thanks for telling us.
It's just starting to bud. You know how you can tell in your own mouth that it's about to get huge?
Yes.
So I went to CVS yesterday to pick up two items. To pick up the one item that has... it's the only item that has ever worked on anything on my lips, and it's the most horribly named item ever. So it's called Herpesin L.
You got the herp on your lip.
You're so uncool taking that thing off the shelf, and it's the only thing that's ever worked. It's the marketing on it is so bad. Like, they realized about a year ago that they can't sell a product called Herpesin, that they renamed it HL30. So I've got that in one hand, right? Yesterday when I'm at CVS.
But that means you have to go to CVS and go, where's the Herpesin?
Well, now you can say, where's the HL30? And so I've got that in one hand, and I'll be honest with you, this is the ugliest thing ever. I've had a wart on my finger here.
God.
I know, it's gross.
Oh, I can tell you how to get rid of that, though.
Well, I went and I got some of that old school Compound W stuff yesterday.
No, that's not what you use.
At CVS?
No.
Because I got it on my finger. It's like in Band-Aid form. They're the grossest things ever.
No, you
take... got that freezer stuff now.
You take an uncoated aspirin. You put an uncoated aspirin, no coating, a chalky aspirin. Put it on top of that. It'll reduce it.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I don't want it reduced. I want this thing gone.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you put that in that Band-Aid, put it on there, put the uncoated aspirin.
Really?
That's right.
Okay, cool.
I mean, when you're from the country, you know all these things.
So I have to tell you about the uncomfortable moment. So I'm at CVS yesterday, and I've got my Herpesil in one hand, and I've got my wart medication in the other hand, when some hottie listener comes up to me and says, my God, I listen every single morning.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.